hi, everybody, and welcome to the President's Day edition of the BNBlitz.com Daily Drive podcast. We hope that you have the day off, but Kevin and I do not. Paul Peck and Kevin Sylvester from BuffaloSportsPage.com here with you every day to catch up on the latest ongoings, goings on with the Buffalo Bills. And of course, we're not the only place that you can do that. The BNBlitz.com is your best place for that, with all the latest news and speculation and previews and draft talk and everything else you might want. If you're a Buffalo News or BuffaloNews.com subscriber, you already get access to the BNBlitz.com. Well, Kevin, happy President's Day to you.
Sure. is this a cake kind of day? I mean,
No, this is a like, hey, I get the day off kind of day. Like, that's what today is, right? You're like, oh, wait a minute, it's a holiday today. I get the day off, and I know a lot of people have that. So
no, it's the start of the week where my kids are off from school all week, and they were going to remind me every day, how come we're not going anywhere, you know, on a plane? So because Dad just got off a plane and is getting on one next week. That's why.
So yeah. So if you're sitting around today and you're kicking, there's not a whole lot of sports on today. It's, you know, it's a bit of one of those days where you're looking for something to do, and I'm sure there's a good chance that people may be popping around on the internet looking to catch up on what's going on with the Bills. And literally, you could go anywhere in the sports internet world and find out the following. The Bills love Sam Darnold. The Bills love Josh Rosen. The Bills are going to trade up for Sam Darnold. The Bills are going to trade up for Josh Rosen. I mean, it's crazy. There's stuff everywhere. Literally, in the last week, there have been reports from various places that say they're already talking trades and stuff. And to be honest with you, there may be 5% of truth in some of this, but I don't believe a whole lot of it. But it makes for interesting chatter. It makes for interesting social media commentary, and it gets people all worked up and riled up. And that's just the nature of being in an NFL town in mid-February.
Yeah. You know, Vontae Davis came in last week. We talked about that. You know, quarterback carousel, that's what everybody's going to talk about and want to talk about this offseason to see, you know, what's going to happen there. Part of that carousel is, you know, the draft and the quarterbacks in the draft. But, you know, other than, you know, so speculation, right? That's all it really is right now.
All it is.
You know, they love this guy. Hey, a Bills scout was at a UCLA game this year.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? No kidding. Right. Right. Yeah,
well, and Kevin, as people that are in the league and who have worked in the league have told us, it's really early for a lot of this. That doesn't mean the Bills haven't already figured out that they like Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen, but we have not had the combine yet. We've not had personal interviews. We haven't had physicals yet. You know, I mean, it's really early for any team to be locked in on a player to the point where they're calling up and, you know, and trying to make trades to get into the top five because they must have a particular player. That doesn't mean there may not be some conversations about, hey, I might be interested, or what might it take, or give me an idea. So it's very early in the process at this point for any fan to buy into, you know, I want to say go buy your Josh Rosen or Sam Darnold jerseys yet. It's just too early for anybody to get all that worked up about it.
Well, all right, so now we put that aside. Let's talk about the, you know, moving into the top 10, right? Because, you know, that's one of the reports. Oh, they're talking about moving into the top 10. Paul, what do you think it would take to move into the top 10 of the draft?
Well, I'll answer your question in a moment, but I will tell you, I'll relay you something first. Now, you know, Peter King is just about the, in my mind, about the most tuned in and logical national NFL writer that there is. So his Monday Morning QB is must read if you're a football fan. It's must read for me, and it has been for years. So in his edition today, he basically, most of his story is the quarterback carousel and where he thinks guys can come. Now, what I love about it is he basically preludes the whole thing by saying, I really don't know, and this is probably all going to be wrong, you know, and don't hold me to it. You know, if I'm completely wrong. But one of the things he says about the Bills in particular is that he thinks they could wind up with Josh Rosen. And he says, and he bases this on the Denver Broncos signing Cousins and then them being willing to trade the 5th overall pick to the Bills for what he says would be the Bills' 2 first round picks, 21 and 22, and another high pick this year or next. Now, he doesn't say what that is. Is that a second this year? Is that next year's number one? I think, Kevin, to answer your question eventually here, we've seen with the Jared Goff and the Carson Wentz trades that it's cost two number ones, three number ones, you know, two in one year and one in the following year. And I think that's what it's going to cost the Bills to get into the top 10, to be honest with you. Now, top five, definitely. Top 10, maybe that third number one goes to a number two somewhere. But I think it's going to cost the Bills the two number ones, a number one next year, and maybe even another pick in the mix there, because that's what we've seen happen. And again, the Bills aren't the only ones that may want to get into the top five. So it doesn't operate in a vacuum. You got to now outbid other people. So that's my answer to your question. And that's why I just don't think the Bills are going to do it unless one of those guys is absolutely the highest graded quarterback they've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm glad you had that last part, because that would be, I think every Bills fan observer would be in that boat, unless it's the greatest quarterback they've ever seen rated, because isn't everybody still gun shy from the, bad use of words there. Isn't everybody still a little shy from the Sammy Watkins deal? And
fans are, but no one else is, Kevin. Honestly, I mean, those aren't none of the guys that made that trade are here now, and I don't want them to be gun shy.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I'm just saying, the people who made the move aren't here, but making that move just makes me wary of giving up so much to get one player. Now, that one player was a wide receiver at the time. This is about a franchise quarterback.
That's a big
difference.
If you
believe it's a franchise quarterback, and that's what may make it worth it. To do so. I mean, ask the Eagles. Now, even though they won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles, Carson Wentz is still the guy, and that was absolutely worth everything they did.
And he got him there. Carson Wentz is the guy that got him in that position. I don't want the Bills to be gun shy. I think you brought up the absolute key point here is it's a quarterback and not a wide receiver. It's a franchise changing guy. For a quarterback, I'm okay with it. I don't love the idea. Because again, if you want to get a quarterback who can finally end this horrible, miserable run of quarterbacks that we've seen here in Buffalo, you pretty much got to go to the top 10 to get them. So I'm okay with it. It's the going price for acquiring one of those guys. But again, there's no guarantees. You better know everything you need to know and love everything you need to know about that guy in order to do it. So you'll not hear me bring up the Sammy Watkins trade as any deterrent, in my opinion, for the Bills to trade up in the top 10.
All right. I may have a deterrent, Paul, and it comes from our friend Bill Polian, and that's in the 2-Minute Drill.
The Daily Drive 2-Minute Drill is brought to you by Experimac of Orchard Park, experimacop.com.
The 2-Minute Drill brought to you by Experimac Orchard Park, as they have been all season long. Go see the experts at Experimac OP for your Apple devices, premium Apple devices, and save some money. All right, Bill Polian, I think he's more impressed with A.J. McCarron than he is with any of the quarterbacks coming out in this draft. So much as tweeting it out that, hey, he'd take McCarron over anybody.
Yeah, there's a quote from Bill Polian that's sort of making the rounds of social media now where Bill Polian says, I'd rather have A.J. McCarron over any quarterback in this draft. I wish I knew some of the perspective of how it was said, and certainly we'll work on getting that for you. It's interesting. I think I know why Bill Polian said this, because you have a guy who is somewhat of a known quantity over guys that aren't known quantities. Not that we know a whole lot about A.J. McCarron from three career starts, but his background, the scouting process, having been in the league, having seen him in a few games where he played pretty well. And I think this also says as much to me from Bill Polian's perspective about maybe some faults in the quarterbacks that are available in this draft, which is there is no Andrew Luck. There is no pure lock guy. So from a Bill Polian perspective and all the experience that he has in scouting quarterbacks in his NFL career, what he's saying is I'd rather have a guy who has some known quantities over a bunch of guys that I don't really know if they're ever going to be any good.
I agree with all that 100%. I mean, I totally get it. All these quarterbacks. See, I think Greg Gabriel had said it going into the season when we had him on our radio show. And, just said, look, we haven't looked at any of these quarterbacks under the microscope yet, the ones that are coming out. And now even looking at the evaluation really begins when the season's over, Senior Bowl, Combine, which is yet to happen. And, you really dig in deep on these guys. And so maybe that's what's been happening. Maybe that's what generates that opinion. Like, hey, you know what? These guys, guess what? They have acne too. I'm just saying. And so maybe they don't grade out to be as good as they are. Maybe they do. I mean, listen, if there's so many of them here that there are high opinions of, you've got to believe one or two of them are going to be pretty good quarterback. At least I do. I believe a couple of them are pretty good quarterbacks. But I also understand what Bill Polian's saying there. Hey, A.J. McCarron may be a much better bet, especially if you're a team like Buffalo that's going to have to move heaven and earth to go get one of those two guys that are going to be great.
Yeah, now, again, back to Peter King, his speculation is that A.J. McCarron's going to go to Arizona, a team that is ready to move him right in as the starter without any real competition. Now, and here's my hesitancy on A.J. McCarron, Kevin. He was a fifth-round draft pick, which tells me generally guys get picked where they are based on their arm strength, because that's where you start with any quarterback. They better have an NFL arm. And again, we've talked about this in relation to Nathan Peterman. So I don't think A.J. McCarron's arm strength has gotten any better over the last couple of years. So, you know, beware of what you're getting. I've talked to a couple people that are in the know, and they say he's a short to mid-range throwing quarterback. He doesn't have a great arm. He's not the guy that can pound the ball out to the sidelines or deep down the field. That doesn't mean you can't win with that. It just means that's what you're getting. And that's why he was a fifth-round pick to begin with. So, I don't know that A.J. McCarron is ultimately a Super Bowl-level quarterback for any team. But again, if you need him to come in and play right away and you want somebody that's been through the NFL wars for 4 years, well, then he's got that advantage over any of the rookies.
Yeah, wasn't that why Tom Brady was drafted in the fifth round?
Yeah, well, but, and I know what you're saying, and you name me any other quarterbacks that were drafted that low that have reached that height. You can't.
Brady's height? Well, you can't, because he's arguably the greatest of all time. So.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, nothing personal to you, but I hate the everyone's automatic comparisons to any low-rounded drafted quarterback when they bring up Tom Brady, because Tom Brady is an anomaly. And in no way what Tom Brady has done can apply to almost anyone. So that's my point on that.
Where was Kirk Cousins drafted?
Fourth round. But what has Kirk Cousins done?
Well, hang on a second. He's the top free agent quarterback out there. Everybody's talking about Kirk Cousins here, a guy drafted in the fourth round. So you can get good quarterbacks. And maybe great. All right, to pacify the Brady
careful,
thing there.
Careful.
I said maybe great.
Yeah, you get good quarterbacks. Be more careful
rounds.
On the maybe.
Well, we don't know. So there's where the maybe comes in.
Right. All right.
You can get a starting quarterback in the later rounds, particularly quarterbacks that come into the league as backups and are understudies for several years.
And that's
what A.J. McCarron is.
My last point I'll leave you with is starting quarterbacks are different than winning and playoff quarterbacks. That's my last point on that one. So
hang on. Tyrod Taylor's a playoff quarterback, Paul. So, all right.
You're killing me, Sylvester. You're just killing me. Go give Peter King's story a read today. He's got some interesting and intriguing ideas on the possibility of the quarterback roulettes that might make you think a little bit. And again, I'm sure there'll be 25 other reports over the next 2 weeks about exactly which quarterbacks the Bills are going to sign. My advice to any and all of you is take them with a grain of salt and tuck them away until any of it actually really happens in mid-March. So we'll talk a lot more about it. Doesn't mean we won't contribute to all of that as well, too, because that's what we're here to do on the bnblitz.com Daily Drive podcast. Have yourself a great President's Day. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.